Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Do you want to get well? This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. I have a disc question for you. Okay. Unfortunately, about 6 months ago, I herniated a disc. There's a center herniation, and yeah, I've been doing pretty good on the recovery so far. Probably with physical therapy and chiropractic, I'm probably about, the doctor definition, it would be 65-70% of the way through a full recovery. But I guess my question kind of has to do with what the definition of full recovery is. I've been told, you know, a lot of the things that activities I used to do before, just things that I'm not really going to be able to do in the future, you know, rougher sports, downhill skiing, things like that. And that's just kind of a bummer to hear that disc is never really going to fully recover. It's degenerated, and it's not like it's ever going to grow back. I'm just always going to have to be careful. And I'm just wondering, through lifestyle changes and diet, if there's really anything I can do. Can you ever expect that in some cases to grow back and get back to your potential where you were before, or not really?
Tell me a little bit more about your back surgery, what they did exactly.
Well, I didn't actually have surgery.
Have the surgery. Okay.
Right. I went to a surgeon, and he kind of gave me the option. You know, he said a piece of it actually came off, and you could see it pretty clearly on the MRI. But I'm getting better fast enough that he kind of left it up to me. It's up to you if you want to have that piece removed through. I think he called it can't really say that word, but basically they go in with a little tube and they kind of suck that loose piece out. And, I just kind of opted not to do it. And as long as I'm not doing any nerve damage, which he didn't think I was. And, here I am 6 months later. I'm probably 60% of the way better. I'm walking and not running yet or anything.
That's okay.
But, I asked him, you're always going to have to be real careful and worry about this. And I'm only 28 years old, and I really want to enjoy some backpacking and some skiing again. And the answer was, well, you really are going to have to be careful and, stay off the bumps and don't carry any heavy packs very far, I guess was the gist of the answer. And I just wanted to get your opinion. Is there anything more I can do aside from physical therapy and really keep it in good shape and not slouching and all the bad things I was doing before?
I think that you're on the right path, for sure. I mean, when it comes to something with your back and the pains that go along with it when you're facing potential surgery or even a minor surgery like that to go in and be able to take out the little small piece, that if you are continuing to eat well to lower inflammation in the body, because remember, the foods that we eat are either going to produce inflammation or they're not, depending on the kind of foods that we eat. So an anti-inflammatory-based diet, like the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a great way to go. So I think that's fine, but is that going to regenerate the disc itself? That's a real tough call, because discs typically don't regenerate. Once they begin to degenerate or you herniate or something like something like that. And a bulging disc, you can get to kind of move that little centerpiece, can move around a little bit. You can get the pressure off of a nerve. But when there's any kind of separation of the disc or a little piece has been torn off, that's why he's talking about going in and removing the piece, because it's not going to mend back. And it could continue to be floating around in there and continue to cause you pain, depending on where it is at any given time. I haven't seen the MRI, so I don't know, but I'm just guessing that that's probably what the case is. So the other is, I mean, is diet going to help? Yes. Supplements, are they going to help? Yes, because you've got to do things to lower inflammation. But you remember, the health triangle is a three-piece side. You got the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. And then you have the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, which is what you've been dealing with on physical therapy and that sort of thing. And then you got the chemical side, which is all the body physiology and how well it works. So getting the body chemistry balanced out is going to be a key as well. And that's going to help. Sulfur is a mineral that you can actually use. And sulfur has been used, as long as you're not allergic to sulfur, which some people are. But sulfur is actually one of the top nutrients that you can take in to help completely rebuild, but to kind of strengthen and support healthy disc and disc integrity. Vitamin D levels, getting those up, doing all the things that you know to do. And at the end of the day, you're still getting a lot of pain, you might want to consider the procedure. I get it that you're young. You're thinking, man, I'm way too young to be doing something like that. The fact is, you're active and you want to enjoy your life. So if there is a procedure like that that can help you, I think that's why he went the conservative route, which I appreciate from him, to, hey, listen, go for it. Here's some options. You can do this. See how it works for you, because he's always there. He's not going anywhere. He'll be ready to set an appointment with you at any time, go in and knock that out. But if you can do a lot of this on your own, I think there's going to be a great victory for you, which I think you're talking about, and you'll kind of be in a good place. So anyway, just get started on some of those principles. Get a copy of my book. I think it'll be a great help to you, and kind of get started on some of these and go from there. Keep me posted, though. You can always call me here on the show. Thanks. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How can I help, sir?
How are you doing this evening?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
Good. I've been having, this has been going on for the last couple of years. I'm 48 years old. And I've got a lot of soreness in my hands and in my feet. And I also, it seems like it's getting worse. I've been having real sharp, sharp electrical shock pains that'll hit me. I had one in my shin today. And then I get them in my big toes. I get them in my rib cage at times. And also, I've been having a lot of muscle spasms. And I've had an MRI done and also x-rays. I had an endoscopy done. I had gallbladder surgery about a month and a half ago. They thought that would help, and it didn't. The doctor has me on 75 milligrams twice a day of Lyrica.
Okay.
And he said that he really doesn't know what's going on. And the reason he put me on Lyrica, because he thought maybe it was fibromyalgia, but that's not helping at all. And I just don't know which way to turn from here. I'm pretty concerned. I had gone to a chiropractor for years. I was having a lot of pain in between my shoulder blades, which I still do. But about 6 months ago, he adjusted me. And I started having real bad electrical shocks in my heels.
Well, I tell you what, from that type of therapy right there, we're going into a break. Let's finish up with the chronic pain that you're having. We got some answers. This is On Call.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what we talk about here on the show all the time because it's true. The body changes every single day. Are you willing to change with it? Going into the break, talking with Kevin. Kevin's 48 years young, and he's dealing with some pain in different parts of his arms and legs and soreness in his hands and feet, got muscle spasms, and been through the ringer a little bit. And they had gallbladder surgery. You're taking 75 milligrams of Lyrica now, and you said you'd done some chiropractic therapy recently, or I guess about 6 months ago, and when they did the adjustment in the middle of the back, it shot, pins and needles down into your feet? And is that still going on, or what's kind of the update right now?
Well, They adjusted between my shoulder blades, and I began to get real bad, sharp jolting pain in my feet.
Mm.
And that's when I quit going.
Yeah, and I understand.
I still get the sharp pains in my big toes, and I've got one in my leg today. I get them up in my rib cage sometimes, in my arms sometimes. I have a lot of soreness. I'm sore under my arms. I'm really sore between my shoulder blades. If I do anything strenuous, it's like it takes me twice as long to recover from the soreness than a normal person.
Sure. I get that.
I just don't know which way to turn on this because I'm searching, but I just have not found the answer yet. There's definitely something wrong, and I wanted to try to catch it if it was something that was going to cause too much damage too quick. But this has been going on for quite a while, but it's just getting worse.
I get it. And with the doctors, do they feel like they've done all the tests that they can do and they're just scratching their heads right now at this point?
Well, the doctor that I'm going to is at a small hospital, and he seems to think that he had told me basically that he had run as many tests as he knew what to run, and he just doesn't know what it is.
When did it kick in? And I know you're 48. When did this start? And was there a trigger? Was there a major moment where you noticed a change? Was it night and day, or was it very slow?
No, it was very slow. And to be honest with you, I've been married 25 years, and when I first got married, I began to feeling a little kind of a dull pain at the tops of my feet, and I also noticed a little soreness, but it gradually has gotten worse and worse over the years, and I thought it was because my back or something, and that's why I went to the chiropractor. But my back doesn't feel any better or worse now that I stopped going.
No, that's because it's probably not the structural side of the body that's really the root cause. The root cause sounds like it's coming more from the chemical side of the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. So that's really where I would go right out of the gate. Now, blood tests, I'm sure they've done tons of those. Did they do any tests for a potential autoimmune? Did they look for things like rheumatoid and anything like that? Do you know if they did
that? I'm not really sure about that.
You're not sure. Okay. Yeah, that's something that you would want to have done. Maybe you go back to your family physician, you talk to them, that you know, have them look for any kind of autoimmune disease. There's several blood tests they can run, ANA, there's rheumatoid factor. There's several blood tests, rather, that they can run to see if that's even a possibility. Now, diet, believe it or not, plays a big role. The kind of pains and aches that you're having, dietary habits play a big role. Now, the blood tests are important. You have to get that done because that's going to instantly begin to rule things in and out. If they've done all the tests, though, they may already have that on file. Maybe you could just ask them. They could tell you it's normal. That would be good information to know. But talk to me a little bit about your diet. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices. Are you under a lot of stress? Is life difficult? Is it hard? Are you under a lot of pressure? Or is life pretty easy?
I think it's about average. I have 5 kids, so, you know, it's stress, you know.
It's a joy, but it's stressful.
I do drive truck, and I do not eat at the truck stops. I eat on my truck. I eat some soup, Subway sandwiches, stuff like that. I'm not a big sweet eater. I do like vegetables and stuff like that. So
okay. Well, a couple things I would get started with. Definitely your foods. I mean, being on the road, packing your foods if you can is going to be important. I would come off all gluten. And this is going to be tough. This one right here is going to be tough on the road. But bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, if it has flour in it, I would stay off of it for a period of about 8 weeks. It takes 7.5 weeks for the little gluten protein, which is in most of the grains, to come out of your system. And the gluten, it takes a little bit of time. But it's one of the number one irritants in the body that can cause a lot of random joint aches and pains where no one really knows where it's coming from. And I'd be curious to see how your body responds to that. There's a blood test called the anti-gliadin antibody that they can check. And that might be something you want to ask your physician, your family physician, to be able to check on you to see if that's potential that you don't handle gluten well. But even still, even when it doesn't come up positive, I've seen that people do very well without it. But with these symptoms, I think that's going to be a key. Kicking up cod liver oil, a tablespoon twice a day is going to be helpful. The foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and then, of course, the cod liver oil. Going on the anti-inflammatory diet, that's a big key. But vitamin D is really big with these kind of random joint aches and pains, especially people that mimic fibromyalgia. But then they say, oh, it's not really fibromyalgia. So when you get the blood test done, go get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure your blood test is between 70 and 90 and see what they say. But get started down that path. Don't give up hope because you're not stuck. There are answers for you. Keep on the path that you're on, and we're here to help every step of the way.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you You've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small. Just know this, we're here to help. I'm here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. We're going to kick it off and go with Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Living well, man. How can I help?
I have a couple of questions. I have a small hernia, and I want to know what possibly can be done.
Okay, and you have a hernia. Where is it? Is it inguinal or is it in your abdomen? Where is it?
In the abdomen, right above my testicles.
Okay, so that's
on the left side.
That's an inguinal down there if it's down by your testicles. Okay,
yeah.
So that's okay. Now, have they talked to you about what they wanted to do? Have they talked surgery? What have they talked? What have your doctors talked to you about?
That's what I don't want to get into, and I was calling you first, and then I'll get a physician's opinion.
Okay. Here's the deal. When most physicians are going to encourage you, if it's an inguinal hernia, do you lift a lot? Do you
work? I'm a custodian in the school, and I do some lifting, yes.
Okay. So, see, it's probably going to be to the point where you need to get the surgery. And that's probably what your physician is going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the direction you want to go. Hernias are one of those deals where you just don't want to let them sit. And there's not really something you can do or take to make it kind of go away again. I mean, a hernia is where the intestine, where it protrudes through certain orifices, like in the inguinal area, or it will press through the abdominal muscles. That's what happens. So there's really nothing else you can do as far as but get surgery to repair it. And the surgery techniques they have now are very good. And they use certain meshes. It depends on the area, but they use a mesh and it goes over the area. And, of course, tissue forms around it, and it holds it. And, of course, actually that area will be stronger than it ever could be without. So it's really a good option. And, again, the surgery is not that invasive, and it's pretty easy to recover from it. And it will get you back to work, which is what, you know, I'm sure is very important to you. Now, you said you had a couple of things. What was the other one? Okay. We just lost Daniel. We just lost the call. But anyway, hernias, Daniel, just to finish up with you, I think that you'd be fine with looking at the surgery. You might want to just talk to your physician and let them give you those options. But I think that's probably the way they're going to go most of the time with any surgeon, especially family practice, but then any surgeon are going to recommend that. All right. But you should be fine. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. You can check us out. Facebook and Twitter both jump in the social media world. Stay in touch with what's going on with your health and with your life. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth, and the choices you make today can and will determine the health you're going to have tomorrow. Let's go to Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
At last. I've been trying to talk to you for over a year.
Well, now we're talking, so it's good to speak with you.
Thank you. I'm so happy that we are. Dr. Asa, I'm a 75-year-old widow, and I live alone.
Okay.
And I just came back. I'm in Illinois at the time. When I first heard of you, I was in the state of Alabama. That was back last year in October.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, I'm going to first say this. I buried 12 family members since I first discovered you, and 7 of them died of stomach cancer.
My goodness.
And two of them died of lung cancer. And the others died of old age. The oldest one had just turned 96.
My goodness.
And in the meantime, after all of this, I ended up having a slight stroke and losing all of my sight in my right eye. But thanks be to God, the surgery took care of the eye. And I'm now recovered, and you don't know that anything had ever been wrong just by looking at me.
Right.
Since 2000, I've been having stomach pains that I really can't describe what it's like, except to say that I'm on my knees a lot, and when I go to get up, my abdomen right in the middle, right under my breast, it feels as if everything inside of my body is loose and is going to fall out of me. And the pain sometimes is excruciating. Now, while I was in, I go every year in October and I have a colonoscopy for, this is my 10th year. And for the first 7 years, they always found polyps. And they say that they are the kind that will turn to cancer. And they are cut out. I just had the colonoscopy on the 12th of October. And I received the reports on Saturday. stating that there were no polyps, and I
received
it again in 2 years. But I changed my whole eating habits. I now, since June, I've been recording everything that I put in my mouth,
good,
the meals that I eat, and what I eat for my meals, and hoping that I would lose some weight, because I went up from like 175. I'm now at 190.
Okay.
But I'm not losing any weight. It seems to me I'm putting on weight. But
Jane,
that I eat.
What can I do to help you? What one thing could I do to help you tonight?
I want to know if there's anything you can help me.
Just in a lot of pain, really challenged with it, and you've started the anti-inflammatory diet, and it's helped? Is that what you were saying?
I think so, yeah. And forgive me, like I said, they just called me back, and I was sleeping.
Okay, I'm with you. It's
I'm
all right.
Half awake. But, you know, that's what was really bothering me yesterday, but a lot of the other things that were bothering me prior to that was just being really weak and tired and low energy, just, you know, those things. But I think, yeah, the neck is what prompted me to call last night. I just couldn't take the pain. But it's better today. It's still painful, but not like last night. And I think it was, like I said, due to the anti-inflammatory diet had helped it, some of the swelling to go down.
That's great. Are you getting any treatment for it at all?
No, I was for a while, then my insurance will no longer pay for the chiropractic. The chiropractor actually just got a bill from him because they now are saying they're not going to pay for any of it, so I have a reduced bill, but yeah, I don't get treatment, but like I said, I was able to function. It wasn't as excruciating as it used to be until the last couple of days.
And
today I feel like I'm on the upswing of it. But the problem is with anti-inflammatory diets is, you know, I'm not eating right. I know that. I don't have time. So I've lost a lot more weight probably than I needed to with the diet. But there are no carbohydrates which do feed your brain at times, like the baked potatoes or the bananas or something for quick energy. So I just find that's kind of difficult, too, as well as the cost of the organics.
But the organics is a little bit costly. However, there's some other ways to get around that. You can, if you'll stick to eggs as far as being an organic source, your meats and your dairy products like goat's milk and that sort of thing, if you'll keep that as your primary, you can do vegetables and your fruits as non-organic. And like with vegetables, go with the frozen kind, frozen berries and all that, because they're actually a lot of times better than just the fresh. Maybe not as good as the organic, but definitely as good or even better than fresh, because you're not going to get a lot of the pesticides and whatnot within the frozen variety. So that's an option. And then, of course, your healthy fats are going to be really important, too, for lowering inflammation within the body. So that is going to be a real key. And, of course, really not about organic with the fats as much as, well, the butter, things like that would be. But avocados, just you do the best you can. I mean, I'd rather you have avocados that are not organic than French fries. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but those kind of choices are what we're looking for. It's not perfection, but it's just making the better choices. You get it. But the deal is, with what you're dealing with the neck, if you can't get some kind of treatment, whether it's osteopathic, chiropractic, or physical therapy, just because of your insurance. Now, physical therapy is really good, too. If you got an option in your insurance whatsoever, physical therapy, go to your physician, your family physician, and get them to write you a script over to go there, because the results you'll get, pretty phenomenal. A lot of the new techniques they have for the neck now do very, very well. Now, do you, just real quick, do you exercise? I know you said you're busy, you got a real, I guess, hectic lifestyle, but do you exercise a lot? Is that something that's a part of your normal lifestyle?
No, I plan on fitting it in, but, like, no. I have a very sweet landlady who's, like, 96, who hasn't been well with congestive heart failure, so I come home, check on her, and then I'm at work. I'm a direct support person with people that have developmental disabilities, so I'm on the go there all the time.
Oh, wow.
No, I've been trying to fit in exercise, and I know it's very important, but just like now, just from waking up, I'm sitting at my heart is pounding, just literally from being so tired from not sleeping the past two nights. I mean, up till, I don't know, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and then I had an early class today, and I had an early appointment the other day taking somebody to their doctor's appointment.
Right, so,
no, I don't. I haven't fitted in yet. I know I need to. Yeah, I think that would help a lot.
Have you done, one thing that can help typically when you're dealing with neck pain like that and with a bulging disc, if you can't get some regular treatment, this is a very simple thing to do. You can roll a towel, you can put it underneath your neck, and it's better to sleep that way rather than putting your head and propping it on a pillow or two.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Check us out. Send me an email. Remember, your health really is your greatest wealth. What kind of choices are you making right now? You got some things you want to do. You want to lose some weight. You want to reverse the aging process. You can do that, you know. You can slow things down. Keep your skin looking great. Drop the body fat. You can get more fit as you need to. But you've got to be willing to make some sacrifice. You've got to be willing to make some changes in your life. Radical changes equal radical results. And those are the kind of things you need to push for to be able to empower your health and your life. Quote for the day, Albert Einstein, great man: the most incomprehensible thing about the world is that it is all comprehensible. Good word. All right, 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, RK?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm 36, and about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And I'm currently taking methotrexate and folic acid. They did say I was positive for, I think it's HLA-27 gene, saying that I have psoriatic arthritis. I have psoriasis, starting to get it on my knee, my ankle, my elbow, my nails are, none of them look normal. They're flaky, they're pitting, detaching from the nail bed. Places are thin, places are thick. I had knee surgery, and when they went in to do the knee surgery, he said he cleaned out a lot of arthritis in my knee. I had a nuclear scan, and they found that I had, you know, he pinpointed, he said, you're going to, I'm just wondering if there's an alternative to the methotrexate.
There is. And it just depends on, for most people, it depends on kind of the level of pain. It just depends. And so when you're looking at autoimmune, you've got to figure out which part of the, there's two tiers. There's the Th1 and the Th2 tier. And those are the different immune cells. So you have to make sure, you have to figure out exactly which side is being more active. So there's a little test we have called the T-test, and it works like a charm. And it'll let me know, it's not going to fix anything, but it's going to, as we say in the South, fix. I can't believe. But the deal is you want to make sure that you can figure this one out. The Th1, the Th stands for T-helper, okay? These are your immune cells. They're your fighters. They're the ones that come in and they kill the stuff in the body that doesn't need to be there. Well, the challenge is when you have autoimmune of the body, auto means it attacks the self. So your body thinks there's something wrong. Like in rheumatoid arthritis, it thinks there's something wrong with the joints. So it starts attacking the joints. The immune cells do. And it's full-on war. And depending on how active it is how much damage it's going to do. Everything from pain to disfiguration of the joints, as we see. It works on a certain mechanism to figure out exactly which immune system needs to go down. So it can suppress the T1 or it'll suppress the T2. It just depends. So everyone's different, and it's a quick way to figure out where your body is going. And that's something you might want to look into. So very simple, little T-test. And if you want, you can shoot me an email at drisa.com and let me know which one. But it'll be obvious. And obviously, if it's the one that makes you feel horrible, don't keep doing that on a regular basis. But one more thing with arthritis, I think that's very important. I know the methotrexate, there's options. White willow bark extract is very good. It's not going to be as potent as methotrexate. However, it does kind of handle things in a very similar manner. But with arthritis of any kind, whether it's osteoarthritis or rheumatoid, your diet plays a big role. It just does. Because if you got inflammation in the digestive tract, you're going to have it in the joints, and you're going to have it all over. So real quick, I mean, for what you deal with and in your lifestyle choices every single day, what does that look like? What does a day in the life of Steve look like?
As far as pain was?
No, as far as how you eat, just your diet, how you're eating. You see, that plays a big role, the food you're putting in your body, yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Not real constant, because a lot of times I don't have much of an appetite. I don't know if it's from the methotrexate or what, but
it can be.
I don't eat real good.
Well, I mean, so breakfast, what are we talking about? We're talking about breakfast bar, fruity pebbles, cocoa puffs.
Yeah, breakfast bars, maybe some yogurt, something like that, you know, nothing real major, something to keep me over.
Okay. And then lunch?
Just whatever I grab for lunch, and then dinner, just, you know, something at home. You know, it's never anything like, I don't eat as healthy as I should, I'll say that. So.
Okay, I'm with you. Well, then it's time to change, because if you don't make these changes, it's definitely not going to get any better. You realize that?
Yeah.
Because the medicine is not going to fix anything. It's not going to correct it. It's a big Band-Aid, and it's covering everything up. So we need to make some change on your end so you can get your health back. Because if you don't, you're just going to keep spiraling. And that's not anything you want to do. So your eating is going to be important. This is the first step, since the eating is pretty much a no-go for you. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start following the anti-inflammatory diet. People that we've ever worked with dealing with rheumatoid arthritis that have followed some of those principles have really done very well. Just because it reduces inflammation in the digestive tract. It's simple. It's common sense. It's not rocket science, I promise. So if you get a copy of that, follow it for 4 weeks. Don't think you got to do it forever. You can do anything for 4 weeks. Anybody can. So cut out the food. You'll cut out the grains, the flour-based foods. You'll cut out cow's milk, dairy, of course. And there'll be a whole list of foods, fruits, vegetables, and all the healthy fats, the lean quality proteins that you need to function well. But you got to get disciplined. It's going to be a whole different animal than what you're used to. Well, you need to stick on the medicine that your physician has you on for now. And then start adding in that anti-inflammatory diet principles and protocols. Then watch what will happen to the medication. You might be able to wean things down. Get started and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely. absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.